It's Friday. It's 8:21. This has been a very, very stressful week for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons, but all kind of centering around the restrictions put in place by the COVID-19 pandemic. Joining us right now is the executive director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Deb Johnson. Deb, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What a week it has been, and how has this week impacted what you do at CMH?
Well, yes, it has been. Wow, what a week. So we continue to put all the updates on what we're doing and not being able to do at this time, but I just want to kind of run through that really quick. We have reduced, effective this past Monday, we reduced to providing only essential services. And by that, we mean that we have actually about 250 people on injectable medications. We have about 70 people that are served by our assertive community treatment team that need to continue to receive their services throughout this time because, mental health issues don't take a break during this. And so those folks are still working. So we have psychiatric services and nursing services to provide that service to people. We also have our mobile crisis unit. We've talked about that before on the radio. Mm-hmm. That is operational 24/7. So if somebody is in crisis, they can call that number, and our team will respond to that. So that's continuing. Obviously we're not doing any other unnecessary services. All trainings have been canceled. All those kinds of things. The other thing, though, for everybody currently receiving services, their case manager or clinician is keeping in touch by phone, and they will continue to work on any issues that they have or appointments and address any concerns that the folks we currently serve are having. Anybody who feels that they are in immediate need of mental health services can still call our access line at 888-225-4447. Before coming to any of our locations. Most screenings for the services we do can be done over the phone. So we're asking people to call as opposed to coming in because we were doing in-person screenings and things like that before. So that is going on. We have over 375 employees now. So we're down to a skeleton crew at our locations, just enough to, manage the services that we have going on. But obviously, an important thing is the amount of stress and anxiety this is causing for everybody, not just the people who have significant mental health issues, but for everybody. Human beings like certainty. We are hardwired to know, what's happening. And we also notice when we feel that we're being threatened. And obviously the COVID-19 virus is scary. It continues to, the numbers climb daily. And so it's normal to feel stressed out, and it's normal to feel some level of anxiety. So one of the things that, we're telling people, and you could also find these resources on our Facebook site, but a large part of our anxiety comes from a sense of what we think we should be able to control, but we can't. But there are some things we can control, and people have been telling that over and over. So the things we can control are you can control how much you watch and listen about the COVID virus updates. Watching that 24/7 would not be a good thing.
Right.
but you can also control, practicing universal precautions, social distancing, listening to what everybody is saying to stay home unless you absolutely need to go out. And when you do, be cautious about it. Use your washing your hands frequently, all the things, the practices that we've been told to do. We need to really make sure that people are doing that. But you can control that. So that's something, people, I'm kind of a control person, so I like to know I can still control some things. but anyways, the other thing is, we need to take care of ourselves. I mean, besides knowing what we can control, but take care of yourself during this time. So you can still go outside. You shouldn't be in big groups or crowds, but you can take a walk in your neighborhood, go in your yard, and do some, maybe if you don't want to do full physical exercise, at least walk around for a while. You should get some level of physical exercise. We know that helps get your endorphins going. And then also, if the sun pokes out, which it looks like it's going to, getting vitamin D, things like that, it feels good. So those are things that you can do that are easy. And speaking of that, we have an InShape program. I think I've talked about it at some point in the past. It's an evidence-based practice, but we have five certified personal trainers on staff. They have went out into the community and made several videos that are on our Facebook, simple, quick kinds of exercise things that anybody can do. And they're fun, too. They're fun to watch. So you'll get a chuckle out of it and also get a nice little workout. There's also one on we have a nutritionist on staff, too. So she put a video out there on our Facebook about nutrition and, you know, using things you already have in your pantry and things like that to keep yourself healthy and eat well. So that's a good thing. And then continue to challenge yourself to stay in the present, because worrying about what's going to happen only compounds what you're feeling. And worrying doesn't change any outcomes. Behavior does. Again, the things that we can control and things like that. So really challenge yourself to kind of stay in the present, do what you can do to help the situation. Reach out through texting, phone calls, things like that. If you know of people that might be alone that need to stay connected, or they might need you to drop something off for them, things like that, that's really important. So that staying connected is important, like I said. And there are a lot of crisis text lines. The National Suicide Prevention has one. You text TALK to 741-741. We also have other numbers that have been put out on our Facebook and things like that. And if you do want to look at more resources, even about when I'm talking about managing your health and your stress and things like that, SAMHSA, which is SAMHSA, you just Google that, they have a lot of good stuff. And so does actually, you can even Google stress and anxiety, and you'll get a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways, those are like the tips, I guess, and that we have for people at this time. You know, we'll continue to keep the community posted through our Facebook site about what we're doing, what we're not doing. But again, I can't stress enough that we are available 24/7 for crisis intervention. I know we've had an uptick in contacts already, so that service will continue to be available. Hopefully that protective equipment just comes in. I can't thank Justin Westmiller enough for his leadership throughout this whole thing, and Dr. Annette Mercantant. They're both doing an amazing job, working a lot of hours. But we did just get some more protective face masks, not a ton, but we were down to almost, I think less than 10 when we got the call that we were going to get 100 masks. So our staff need those too when they're going out in the community. They're giving injections in some, shall we say, unconventional locations because they can't enter certain places and things like that. But people can't miss their meds.
For sure. It's important. We've all had to make important adjustments. And I think we just need to remind ourselves, Deb, this is temporary. This isn't forever.
That's right. It's temporary. And people say, you know, if everybody really listens to what Dr. Mercantant and actually the whole country is telling us to do and really be cautious, we can flatten the curve is the word they're using, and hopefully get things back to normal. Again, you know, I want to thank all healthcare workers, but I also want to make sure that we don't forget about our mental health care workers. We have an amazing staff who have not complained through this, who are doing what they need to do. They're filled with compassion, and they care about our community. We all do. And I think our community has really risen to the challenge. And I think, you know, everybody's working very cooperatively, collaboratively, and I think that's great. So,
yeah. Yeah, we just all need to keep it up and stay vigilant, stay safe, and check in on one another.
Exactly. So, and I'm happy to, give out periodic updates if you need me to. Let's get a hold of me.
Absolutely.
But I just want everybody to stay safe. And again, you know, big shout outs to everybody who's out there, police. I mean, everybody. There's a lot of people that have to work during essential services. So for those folks, I hope that they all stay safe and free of the coronavirus.
Indeed. You too, Deb. You take care, and we will talk again real soon.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.